place to be right now, streaming live with another 60 minutes of thought-provoking topics, sharing with you conversations that are relevant today, tomorrow, and in the future. Join me each week on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, 5 p.m. Wednesday PT, hello Los Angeles. If you miss the live show, jump onto your favorite podcasting platform and you'll find me on Tracy Tully Talks. We do have some adult language, so if you have some little ones around, pop on your earphones. And hello and welcome to Tracy Tully Talks and our beautiful guests with me here today. We have Denise Michelle and Michelle Dewsbury. Welcome, ladies. Lovely to see you on Tracy Tully Talks today.
Hi, lovely to see you too. Hi. Thank you so much for having us, Tracy.
That's our pleasure. Now, I'm just going to talk to our listeners and explain what we're doing today, because this is a little bit different to what I normally do on our radio station. So what we're doing today is we're going to be talking about a business that the three of us have started called SEF, Student Economic Forum. And the reason that we're talking to you about it is because we want to start educating our listeners into what we are doing and why we're doing it and the brilliance of this project that we're doing. So the Student Economic Forum is about collaboration, co-creation and connection. And our patrons are Dr. Harbin Arora and Sir Vinay Ray. Now, it emerged from our participation, the three of us, in the Cairo Women's Economic Forum conference in March last year, and we all met up. So in the true spirit of WEF, being philanthropic and non-profit and collaborative, we came together to join up to start what we felt was a much-needed program. And what happened, just a little bit of background to that, is that on the first day I was speaking, and after I spoke, some university students from Cairo approached me and they said they'd love to be able to learn how to speak on the stage. And so after 12 hours, we met again, and we met with their university presidents and some presidents and their tutors, and we all spoke about the possibility of how we were going to do that. And we committed to do that. So we committed to their desire to speak confidently on stage. So during the program of events that carried on there in Cairo, we met, and from there we decided to do SEF. So I'm going to introduce each one to you, and they're going to tell you a little bit about themselves, what they do, and then we'll talk to you about SEF. So Denise, I'd like to introduce you first. Tell us where you're from and what you do.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I am Denise Michelle. I am located a little mountain community right outside Los Angeles called Topanga. I serve in the realm of transformational work. I'm a master healer utilizing something called rapid transformational hypnotherapy, getting into the subconscious. I'm a self-love expert. I am branded as the self-love alchemist. So I really bring in, I would say, gosh, at least at this point, over a dozen different modalities that I've studied over the last 20 years into my work, which creates the alchemy and healing and transformation. I serve entrepreneurs, and typically that's more of like what I call the soulpreneurs, healers and influencers, and people who are some of the brightest lights on this planet, who are in service and really helping the collective rise. It's really fun, interesting, deep, integrative work.
And where can listeners find you if they want to contact you?
Sure. Yeah, they can look at my website at bridgethelove.com or my Instagram, which is Denise Michelle XOXO.
XOXO. All right. Lovely. Thank you so much. Now, Michelle Dewsbury, how are you, Michelle? Would you like to tell our listeners where you're from and what is it that you do?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much, Tracy and Denise. Michelle, you're absolutely amazing. I'm so excited to be a part of this and a part of SEF with both of you wonderful ladies. Tracy, you are wonderful and so supportive It was amazing to meet both of you. Well, I knew Denise Michelle a little bit, but to meet you in March of 2020. And the reason why I was at the Women's Economic Forum is because we were all speaking there. And what I do, fast forward my story until about 2011, I moved to Hollywood, California to be a movie star. And things are going well for me. I love it. I'm starring in independent films and doing commercials and plays. And it's all going where I think I want to go with life. And my dreams are starting to come true. Well, I end up meeting this boy who swept me off my feet. Blonde haired, blue eyed, very attractive entrepreneur. And he courted me. He sent me flowers and gifts and took me to ball games and concerts. And I thought that this boy, we'll call him Paul, was my Prince Charming, my knight in shining armor, the man who was going to rescue me from the mundane reality that life offers. And lo and behold, that relationship drastically shifted. And I ended up in a very abusive relationship with Paul for 4 years, where I endured psychological manipulation, financial abuse, physical violence, and a lot of psychological and emotional hurt. So what happened after that is the reason why I was at the Women's Economic Forum, and I ended up escaping that relationship in roughly the end of 2015 and sitting in front of my computer, very similar to what you guys are doing at home, sitting and watching this. And I started to write about my story and write about what happened to me with Paul. And when I did that, it started to come out in a play format. And I performed a 65-minute solo play about my experience in 2016. And then I decided that I had to do something even more, because people were coming up to me and telling me their stories of abuse and trauma and overcoming past pains. And I started a nonprofit organization called Unsilenced Voices to help survivors of domestic violence, sexual abuse, and human trafficking. Right now, we work in Ghana, Sierra Leone, and Rwanda. And we are working to expand to the United States and possibly Australia, who else knows, where we can help survivors, educate the community, and provide resources for healing. And then from there, I wrote my first book called But I Love Him. And I have been speaking on stages and coaching people to have them overcome their pains and transform their lives into something even more than what they could even imagine. So again, Tracy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And for some of our listeners, you may remember us speaking together last year in depth about Michelle's journey and what she has done since then. But today we are meeting here to tell you about our plans for the future and what we're doing. So as I mentioned to you before, the Student Economic Forum formed when the three of us gorgeous gals, met in Cairo, and we bubbled up and formed this group, a Student Economic Forum. And we see ourselves as thought leaders and representatives of entrepreneurship, fostering and empowering connections among women university students, and welcoming men as well who support women's leadership and across cultures and beyond borders. So we have each a different role within this program at the moment. And right now I'm going to ask Michelle to tell you a little bit about our first voyage into entrepreneurship as the group or the company CEF, in terms of the women's conference we're having in March. Michelle, would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. I am so excited to share with your audience. This is going to be an amazing event. We are putting together an international women's conference to collaborate, to speak, to inspire people to use their voice to help students, to help young children, to help people our age and older to overcome their past, their traumas, their obstacles. So then we can all speak and share with each other so we can all feel in order to heal. And we are looking to inspire young individuals to use their voice to make a difference. And I think that that is one of the most important parts about CEF, is inspiring our youth, our students, to speak up against injustices, racial discrimination, you name it. There's a lot of different injustices, as we know, around the world. So this platform, now, you know, 2021, but because of 2020, everybody's using virtual platforms. And this platform, we're going to be hosting like 15 to 18 different speakers. We're going to be having a lot of inspirational women who around the globe who have inspired and used their stories to make significant change. And we're going to be encouraging you as an audience to come and learn and listen and take notes. And this is for you, to help you and encourage you to really make sustainable change on the planet.
Great, thank you. And Denise, would you like to tell us how you see CEF helping our university students across the globe?
Yeah, absolutely. This is, you know, it's funny because I actually had a vision of starting a nonprofit 3 years ago when I really dove into my coaching business. And I even created a scholarship program in my company called with Bridge the Love to mentor university age students, because I was invited to be a mentor at a program called LEAP. And that was at UCLA, and I had so much fun, and I loved the demographic. And how would I know a year, less than a year later, I would be in Egypt with these beautiful women sitting and having tea? And this idea just comes out of Tracy's mouth, you know? And it kind of, you know, took me aside a little bit, because it was just like, it felt so right. It fit, it felt easy, and you know, we've constantly had these amazing conversations of what would this look like. So we dreamed it up. And the fact that this dream is actually starting to take off and take form, and we have incredible people behind us and who are looking forward to being a part of this community. I mean, that's really what it is it's a global community that we're creating to empower and inspire people who wouldn't have that otherwise. And for us to be in a place like Egypt, as you can even imagine, it's not exactly the most open-minded, you know, secular, you know, government, and there's still so much that needs to change, and you can tell that they're hungry for change. They just don't know how to do it. And so, you know, we feel really honored that we get to be a part of this change and inspire and empower these young individuals who are our future, because the world is changing. It's changing fast. And, you know, we get to bring in our gifts in speaking and communication and healing and growth and transformation. And this is the ripple effect. This is the vision that I was seeing, except I didn't know that I would be collaborating with two incredible, beautiful other women and helping me with this, which I'm so grateful for, by the way, because co-creation, I'm all about co-creation and doing this as a collective.
Oh, thank you, Denise. And it's a very special time for us, because what we did was we were all there under the auspices of WEF, or the Women's Economic Forum. And there were thousands of women there who were, who are thought leaders and heavyweight businesswomen in their fields across the globe. And it was amazing, when we're talking about ripple effect, Denise, the ripple effect within just that conference alone, when I started talking to the tutors of these university students and the Egyptian members, council members on the committee, members of WEF, were hearing about it and were so excited to be part of that and to join it with us and get it going. And we had originally planned to meet in October last year back in Cairo and run that two-day event for the university students, and obviously that didn't happen, but it gave us the time, nonetheless, opportunity always knocks on the door. It gave us the time to get to talk together, to really flesh it out and to work out our values and our vision. And I'll just read you our vision. It's to create youth speakers to unlock their voice, lifting their profile and presence as future leaders in entrepreneurship. And our mission is empowering influential student ambassadors to advance economic prosperity across cultures and beyond borders. So we try to emphasize that we're not teaching the academic stuff. That's what the universities do. But what we're trying to do is open the door into entrepreneurship for these students, and so that they can engage further in learning, and we can provide them the democratic learning experience and, of course, find their most powerful resource, which is within themselves, and so that they can build their self-confidence, sense of self-worth, ability to solve problems and become change makers in society. And the beauty of what Michelle was talking about on the 20th of March and the 21st in Australia, the International Women's Conference has opened the doors for the very first time. So this is our inaugural conference to open the door to allow those people who are genuinely interested in helping others in that philanthropic way to come on board and to speak. So we're opening the doors to allow those people to join us in by co-creating and connecting with us and helping us with a non-profit to get ourselves going. Because as you can imagine, to start up a face-to-face conference in the likes of Egypt, and then we hope to follow with India after that, it takes a lot of time and money to do something. So, Michelle, from your perspective, can you share with our audience how you feel that you can build on empowering our university students?
Well, one of our core values is collaboration, and collaboration is key to sustainable change worldwide. I run a nonprofit organization, and I work in three different countries at the moment, and we are based in the United States. And in order to make our nonprofit work and run smoothly, we have to work with existing organizations in those specific countries. So we have to collaborate. We have to learn to work together. And I think that by providing this platform for students to come and learn and speak, they can collaborate with other people around the globe and learn how to make their dreams become a reality. And that being said, they could have a dream or a vision to start a nonprofit or to become an international speaker or to go into politics and be a change maker. They could be advocates. They could really do anything that they want to do. But by being a part of the Student Economic Forum and being a part of this platform, they're really going to know how to rely on one another to help their mission and their vision run smoothly.
And that's really important, because as you may or may not know, if you have been to university or study or not, you would have an absence of that knowledge and you wouldn't know where to go or how to do it, and it would seem very overwhelming. So what the students can do is they have an open forum of a number of women from across the world who can support them and help them and in a philanthropic way. So Denise, tell us what your passion is there when you're helping our students.
Well, you know, it's the empowerment, and you know, my gift is helping unlock people's magic. And everybody has treasure that's living inside of us, but we don't always know what that is. And a lot of the time, it opens up through our past experiences, past traumas, past hurts, and it comes from a really vulnerable place. And it's a place that we are not educated in society or even, you know, in school, that it's okay to feel. And, you know, and really, I would say empowering people intellectually in their emotional intelligence and their spiritual intelligence. You know, it's not just about what they can learn academically, because we can have all the knowledge in the world, but the wisdom comes from the experience. The wisdom comes from how we can relate to people, because everything that we do as human beings is all relatable. It's all in relationship. And, you know, if we kind of look at ourselves, you know, we're not taught how to have real relationships. We're taught how to be in this box, but not truly be authentic to ourselves. So, you know, for me, the most exciting thing is just seeing these young people start to come alive in what they can actually be. I mean, I'm all about dreams and dreaming big. And when I teach this, you know, my work to this age group, they light up and they're like, oh my God, I don't have to be what I'm being taught. I can be whatever I want. And I'm like, yeah, go big. Like, how big do you want to go? And sometimes they'll tell me, oh, well, you know, I that just feels like it's too big. And, you know, I don't want to. And I'm like, no, go there and just explore and see what it's like. So if you can just imagine the empowerment that is even going to come out of this and the fun, oh my gosh, the play, the, you know, yeah, there's going to be, you know, some hurdles and things for us to go through, the speed bumps and the emotional stuff. But that's what we're here for. We're here. That's why we're coming together as this collective group to help this generation rise, right? We're breaking a major paradigm.
We are indeed, aren't we? And it's interesting, the ladies have shared with our listeners today about their perceptions, and they were there at the conference. And obviously what happened there at the Women's Economic Forum conference in Cairo in Egypt last year is the people hosting the rooms, or the technology in the rooms, were all the university students from around Egypt, not just Cairo but around Egypt, and they did a phenomenal job, absolutely phenomenal job. And so I'm just going to share this little quick story. When I got off the stage, I was approached by two university students and the event organisers, and thanking me for speaking. And one of the girls said to me, oh, I just want to speak like you on the stage. And I said, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. I'm very honoured. And we were chatting. And she kept saying it. And she kept coming back and saying, I really want to speak like you on the stage. And I had been on the stage under a political activist tag. So I had been talking about corruption and fraud in a government department here in Queensland in Australia. So my speech was quite out there. And I thought, wow, this is powerful stuff. But I still didn't actually quite see the connection. And then the tutors, their uni tutors, came over and we all hugged and had photos. And it made me feel very special. I won't say or pretend it didn't. It was beautiful. And obviously it was right there then when we all hugged and we had these photos. It wasn't the photos, the fact that we were all looking at each other, smiling and laughing and chatting, that I realised it was pulling at my heartstrings in terms of education and helping our youth. And so my background has been an educator, as a principal teacher and principal for over 38 years. And in that time, I have set up a very powerful group called OCHR, or the Outback College of Rural Education, which is a non-profit here. It's a company that's registered as a charity here in Australia. And we did enormous programs for students who were unemployed. And now we're moving into that university shift to help and sponsor CEF. Because from Australia, we now can see the power of helping our university students. And for us in this particular genre, it's agriculture, those in rural and isolated areas who struggle with speaking. They struggle with finding the mentors and they struggle with jobs. So they're very excited. All the committee members of OCHR are very excited to coming in and helping us as well. So it has that ripple effect, as Denise said. And the beauty of it is when I asked for these university students to come back and meet me, I didn't think they would. And I said, look, go and think about it. I said, I'll come back. And I'll come back I'll definitely come back and do this. I'll teach you how to speak. But I'll tell you what, I said, go away for 12 hours and think about it. And if you really, really want me to do this, because it is a bit out there, if you really want me to do it, we'll come back to this very room in 12 hours' time. We checked our clocks and I said, and I'll be sitting here waiting for you. And if you come back, I'll make it happen. And I met these girls and I was telling them about it, and I went down to that room and sure enough, they were there. They were there, and I went, oh, and you can imagine the flutter because it was real. This is as authentic as it could get. You have got two young ladies in Egypt from Cairo University who would feel very, very scared and very fearful of speaking to someone like me and saying, this is what we want. And that was phenomenal. And so I said, right, we'll do it. And we left, and then the three of us met up and we had dinner. We had afternoon tea, we had lunches, we had dinner, over dinner on our serviettes, our vision and our values started forming, and that was pretty special. So, Michelle, tell me what your first thoughts were when you were there at the dinner table with us and we were doing that dreaming.
Well, my original thought was, what are us crazy ladies gonna do? because we're all very busy. We all have our own things going on. And I was skeptical, not to lie, you know, and that's okay to go into something to be a skeptic, but I was open to possibilities. And that's what's so incredibly important, is being open to what the universe gives you. And what we have been able to do with that initial meeting, and fast forward almost 1 year to now, is we've been able to really build a organization that has a direct mission to serve and help young people use their voice to make change. And isn't right now an amazing time and opportunity for our youth to learn how to speak up? And that first time, I mean, it's two women from America, a gal from Australia. We're on different time zones. We use different language sometimes. And I mean, I remember Tracy saying some outback stuff, and I, what is that? What are you talking about? And, but it was fun. And that was what was so important, is the trust was built and we had fun. I have a coach, and his name is Bill Walsh, and he oftentimes teaches faith, family, fun. And you always have to schedule that fun. And the one great thing about Seth is we already came with it instilled in us. So it's awesome.
What about you, Denise? What were your thoughts that those very first meals, because we were literally breaking bread together, weren't we? We were having afternoon tea in these beautiful, beautiful places in Egypt, and dinners and lunches. What were your first thoughts?
I just want to say, yes, you were skeptical, Michelle. I could see it and feel it. But what I love about Michelle is that she is open, and she just wanted to see what would happen. And she said, you know what, I'm going to be in this 100% until I'm not, you know, like, let's just see how this unfolds. And each step of the way, you could just kind of see her perking up, like, oh my God, this is actually going somewhere. For me, I would say the initial meeting of Tracy, and I remember it really fondly in that that was actually my favorite restaurant that we went to, this tiny little restaurant in a bazaar, in an Egyptian bazaar. And that's when Michelle was sitting to my right, and we're listening to Tracy, and she just had this light about her and the way that she spoke about things. And I was so fascinated by her stories, and I was like, whoa, this woman, like, don't mess with this woman. Like, she knows, she knows what's up. She's got a big heart, but she's a tough, tough woman. She's been through a lot. And then when we ended up having that tea and she brought up this idea, I almost kind of was like, what, me? Like, really? Like, oh, okay. And it felt so natural. It felt so natural. And it felt like, you know, that dream again, like I had said, I've been trying to get this, you know, my scholarship program off the ground, and like, gosh, I really love working with this age students. And it was just like, oh my God, this is how it's going to happen. I'm like, I see it now. I see how it's all piecing together. This is how Leap Foundation is going to come into it. And now we're going to have, you know, we're going to be able to take these kids and bring them globally. Now we're going to be able to take these kids and bring them globally. And I was like, oh, what a fun thing to do. But the thing for me is that, you know, I know what my strong roles are, and I know that I am great at delegation. I know I am great at keeping myself organized. I don't particularly love the organization. I don't particularly love taking the minutes. I don't particularly love, you know, putting things, all the things in a row. But guess what? I had two people whose strong points were those things. And it was like, whoa, this is actually fitting really perfectly. Like, we all are expanding, we're communicating, and we're expanding on what our strengths are. And then we're handing off where we're not as strong. And it has just been such an amazing, I would say, just process in co-creating with these two. I've had a lot of fun, and in all honesty, you know, just even on a personal level, like, you know, even right now, you know, going through my mother's passing recently, and just having them, they're holding me up. And it's just like, this is what it's all about. This is why we are on this planet. We are here to be vulnerable, to connect, to create together. And it's also about communicating and knowing how to do that and telling people what we need, right? And they've been able to do that. I've been able to do that. And it's just been such a lovely process along the way this last year.
I love it. I love listening to these girls, and the beauty of is the power of this story, how it all started is critical for our uni students to hear this, to know that anything is possible, any door can open, and an opportunity can present itself. And it's whether or not you step out onto the fold, so to speak, and take that opportunity in your hands and run with it. For me, that's my personality. So for many people who listen to me, you probably don't know that I'm a Jill of all trades, and I do lots of different jobs, but one of them in particular is teaching speaking, and I have my programs called Unlock Your Voice, and I teach speaking, and I also teach writing to be able to prepare your speeches so that you can have that confidence. And so I have one-on-one clients and one-on-many and conferences, et cetera. So for me to stand up and speak from a stage has been natural for me, as I've been doing it my whole career, which is a very, very long time. And knowing and understanding, remembering how difficult that was when I first started was very, very important. And I suppose what we know that we can offer these young people is a lot of leverage from a lot of people with the heart and the intellect and the finances to help these students step up and step ahead. And so that journey in itself that we've had, so we actually hatched ourselves, incubated Seth in Cairo there, and off we went and flew home to all our areas and kept in contact via WhatsApp. And then what emerged was, we could have just fallen off the wagon, but we didn't. We just kept wanting to connect with each other again. And so we kept connecting and chatting, and then finally we decided, let's have a meeting. And all through COVID, we would have these regular meetings, and they were formal meetings where we sat down and we took action. And we took action and built up Seth. And I'm just going to quickly show in the screen this beautiful brochure that lovely Michelle made, and it's called this Student Economic Forum, because I'm reading it backwards. And so Michelle made this for us, and with her wonderful skills. So everyone has lots of skills coming into this in the group. And we're going to let you know today that you can find us on our brand new Facebook page called Student Economic Forum. So if you want to follow us, we have just just started. So we've hatched and so we're delivered. And now you're going to watch our journey, and our listeners are going to share with us our journey in terms of how we're going to play out there in the big world. And it's an international world. And I know that there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that I mix with who want to make that gigantic leap from local and regional level through national up into international. And it's possible. It's absolutely possible. And it wasn't until I ended up learning about the Women's Economic Forum and going there. In fact, you know, they were literally saying, don't fly. The day I got on the plane, I said to my family, because my mother's 90 and I was a bit worried about her when I came back. And I said to my family, I paid and everything happened. I said, what do you think? Would you prefer if I didn't go? And they said, go. This has been your dream forever. And it was the smartest decision I've ever made in my life. And I'm so glad I backed myself to go, because these opportunities opened up. Who would have thought that we would have been sitting in this beautiful bazaar in the middle of Cairo in these back streets eating this phenomenal food? And I can still remember the table of food and all the people that were around us, and we're all sharing our conversations and bubbling up with this information. And so what we rely on is other speakers, both beginners and competent speakers, to join us and help us make this a reality. And if you're listening, you might be asking yourself, how can I be a part of that? Well, this is how you can do it. You can come along to our international women's conferences, and they're called CEF. And a lot of people go, well, what's CEF? The CEF is what we represent. But within our own businesses, we represent a lot from what we bring to these meetings. But these conferences are there to build confidence amongst our followers and our groups of female and male speakers who will come. And then what we'll do is then we will offer them a seat at the table, so to speak, a foot on the stage. When it comes to the face-to-face in Cairo and India, then we will open up nominations for those people who enjoy what we're doing and believe in our values and stand fast behind them. We'll invite them to come and be speakers in their specific genre to help our students. So it is specific, because our students have said to us that they want to be able to, their desire is to speak confidently. And as we all know, if we can't speak confidently, we can't get out what we need to say. And then if you don't have a big group behind you to support you, you won't get out either. And that's what the three of us will do. So if you are a speaker or an aspiring speaker or a beginning speaker, come and join us on our International Women's Conference. So you'll find us, the CEF advertisement for that, on Eventbrite under Student Economic Forum. And Michelle, can you tell everyone, all our listeners, how to find a free audience ticket in there?
Yeah, of course, of course. So we have created a bit.ly link. So if you go to bit.ly/INT with a capital I, women's with a capital W, conf, CONF with a capital C, then you'll be able to find us. You can also go to studenteconomicforum.com or .org, and our information is on there as well. And then, of course, our Facebook page, like Tracy said. So I do want to, Tracy, if it's okay, talk a little bit about what we are going to see on March 20th and 21st, and then when our next event is scheduled and how you can get involved in that as well. So on March 20th, we are starting at 2 p.m. Pacific time, which is actually March 21st for Australia time at 7 a.m. We are going to be going for roughly 10 hours. So we'll be ending about midnight Pacific time. That will be about 5 p.m. on Sunday, Australian Brisbane time. And we have absolutely amazing speakers. So I'm going to go through and tell you a quick list of some of the speakers that we're going to have at the event that you can come and listen to. Caroline Bellinger, Alla Goldman, Samantha Dean, Judy Maddox-Shuck,
Carol, take check.
Thank you. Awesome. I may need some help with these. Carol Pilkington, Christine Erickson, Julie Rasmussen, Anise Leigh Rourke, Annie Gibbons, Clara Capano, Caldonia Rudd, and Mary D. And we also have Dee Dee Wong, and we are going to be doing a tribute to Harbin, who is the founder of the Women's Economic Forum, and the reason why we are all together. We will have a panel discussion as well with some of our high visibility speakers, which were named within the names that I just mentioned. And we are actually all sold out for this event for speakers. But if you are interested in learning more and interested in coming and listening and learning how to co-create and collaborate with one another, please come. It's a free audience ticket. Like Tracy said, you can go studenteconomicforum.org. We can go to that bit.ly link, which is a bit.ly/INTWOMENSCONF. To find more information. And then our next event is scheduled for May 15th and 16th, which it's going to be May 16th and 17th Australian time. And it's going to be a two-day event because we had so many people want to come and contribute. So stay tuned for how you can get tickets to that event and how you can be invited to be a speaker as well. So thank you again.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. So that gives you a little bit of idea where you can find us. Remember, we're brand new and we're not afraid of bearing our vulnerability of being brand new, because this is the most important part about it. Our students will be able to watch firsthand the way we have hatched, so to speak, incubated this business, and then we'll be able to teach them what steps and processes we go through whilst we're building this. So they're part of that. It's not hidden behind the stage doors or anything, so that they can understand and learn how we went about doing it and why we did what we did and why it's important to learn from that. Because that's the whole idea, that we're sharing our business acumen, we're sharing our skills and our knowledge for free with these students. And to do that, we have to leverage a larger group behind us to help us to support that. So what's the benefits for you if you're a speaker? I bet you're asking that now. And the benefits are huge. So if you would like to buy a speaker ticket for the May conference, because obviously the March one, it sold out really, really quickly. And if we could have, we would have done 2 days, but we're all, you know, got our own things that are happening. So in May on the 15th or 16th, if you're in the US, or 16th, 17th in Australia, we're having a two-day one. And the benefits for you as a speaker is that you get to rehearse and share your brand knowledge. So you get to share what it is that you stand for. So not only are other business women hearing about it, but also we're preparing you for the ability to speak, or to nominate to speak on a stage in a global forum in front of university students. So that is a huge apple at the end of that fishing line, isn't there? Fish, apple, whatever. There's an apple at the end there that is a draw card. And obviously this is a phenomenal opportunity. A lot of people, my clients, come to me and say, how do I make that leap from, you know, local or regional speaking to international? And so that's what I teach. And I teach how to do that, the process of it, and how to build up their ability to speak publicly and to build up their confidence and build up their resilience. Because when we speak, we are bearing all. Now, we're all confident and competent speakers here in front of you today. But we all know the vulnerabilities that we bear when we go out on a stage, and we all know very well what it feels like to have to build your courage to get up there and do it, because it isn't just something you just jump on a stage and talk. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to get you to that stage. So that's what I do. I teach people to get to that stage. And I love it. And I love watching people do that fabulous leap within the first 4 hours of training with me. So and that's just getting their pitch right, for example. And then I get them to do a live video and they're on. They've started. They've literally gone global, if you think about it, because if you get on your live video and you're speaking on in any of your social media, you are actually global. And this is, it's a mindset, isn't it, that a lot of people don't realize. And it's the mindset of money that, oh, I can't afford to speak because someone should pay you. Well, that's a bit sad in this world, because our attitude is yes, people pay us to speak, but also this particular program, the Student Economic Forum, is philanthropic, which means this is the first of its kind in the world and we have to give back. So this is calling on all the businesswomen around the world who want to give back. And the minute you release that a mindset of saying, yes, I can do that, then you'll find boom, 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 doors open exponentially. And I can assure you, doors will open. And we saw that happen, didn't we, ladies? That very day that we spoke, the people around us, they're all going, I want to be in this too. And, of course, caution dictated that you can't have a huge, huge group when you're managing something like this, and that it takes a lot of work and time and cross time zones. We wanted to keep it very small, but we wanted to have a tribe in behind us that were that came with our values, and that's all we needed, a tribe. So that's what it's about. So there were two layers of tickets. If you're a beginner speaker and you're a little bit nervous about it, but you really want to have a go, then there was a general cheaper ticket to enter. And if you were a high visibility speaker and you wanted X, Y, and Z out of this, then there was a second tier of ticket purchase to enter for the opportunities to speak. And all audience tickets are free. So the benefits for those people who are in the high viz are free marketing and a lot of other goodies that they'll get. And so if you keep your eye out and you want to be part of this, then you would get on to studenteconomicforum.org, or you would get onto the Facebook site, Student Economic Forum, and say in your comments. So we'll put a post up today calling people to come and join us and telling them how they can contact us, because it's really, really important. And it's about our students. So we are actually targeting women university students, because it was the women that came to us originally asking for help. And then when I had the 12-hour meeting, if you remember the story, the men came, the young men who are the presidents, et cetera, they came to the table too. And I looked, I went, oh, this is for women. But they said, but what about us? We want to be involved too. And we thought, wonderful. But you can only be involved if you are supportive of the cause of women's leadership across cultures and beyond borders. You have to be supportive of that cause if you're a male to come into this group. And they said, yeah, straight away, yes, yes, yes. So this is doable. This is really exciting. The opportunities are phenomenal. And we're starting this group, and our legacy for decades to come, I know, will be here. So we'll be passing the baton on to help others. Now, I know I'm watching the time. Denise, would you like to tell me what you're hoping will be on the agenda for our first face-to-face in Egypt?
You mean as far as topics go?
Yes, yes.
You know what? It's really coming down. What I'm noticing just of the people who responded so quickly to this, the topics are broad range, but it's all empowerment in some way, shape, or form. And it's going in, it's going deep, it's discussing even some taboo topics that, you know, were like mental health, you know, things that you don't necessarily always see on stages. And it's all really, really relevant to what we are breaking out of in our old programming. So it's in, I guess, in some way, shape, or form, it's all transformational work. And it's really exciting because everybody each speaker has their take on what transformation looks like, and every part of it plays a key part, and every person is going to impact someone who is like, oh my gosh, that's what I'm going through right now. And that's what we want, because whatever they're saying is going to have an effect on someone in the audience.
That's exactly right. And what about you, Michelle? I know we've talked about our first face-to-face conference in Egypt. What is it that you think will be really powerful there for those sessions, those speaker sessions?
Really to instill confidence in our youth and to equip them with what they need in order to speak up. Because it is, Sorry, I had a frog in my throat. It is very difficult sometimes for people to use their voice for the first time. And like Tracy talked about, teaching somebody to speak on stage or teaching somebody to speak up, you can teach that in the first 4 hours of a session, but it's by instilling that that confidence and allowing them to fail and to fail forward. And that first event that we have live in Egypt, I'm hoping that we inspire so many people and so many young people to stand up against what is not working in the 21st century. And using their their nonprofit skills to really make a change. So, I was able to turn my pain into a purpose and transform my life from victim to victor. And if I can do it, then other people can do it too. And that's why we're standing on the stage together, is because we're showing people, we're showing our youth that no matter what you go through, no matter how hard your life has been, you don't have to live in those circumstances, and that you can overcome whatever is presented in front of you.
Exactly. Exactly. Now I'm looking at the clock ticking away here. So I'd like to appeal to those people out there who are keen to sponsor this group, who would like to sponsor the Student Economic Forum. And that could be in all sorts of things. It could be in a cash donation. And remember that we are a non-profit, so we are philanthropic. And I'll break that up for everyone. It's Phil and Thropic. And it's hard. It's exactly hard. And so it's as simple as that, teaching how do we stand on stage and say, we're philanthropists. Get your tongue around that. We are philanthropists. So you can break down those words down so it's easier and everyone can have a giggle about it, because it is about failing. It is. There's nothing wrong with failing, as Michelle said. Absolutely nothing. We've all done it, haven't we? We've all done a load of failing. And I know that sometimes when I speak, my Australians speak, and especially because I was a bushy, it gets a little bit hard and sometimes gets difficult for people to understand. But believe me, we're genuine and we're real and we can make this happen. So we've got students from lots and lots of different academic areas. So engineers, we've got educators, we've got business students, we've got IT students, we've got creative design students, we've got agriculture students. Can you imagine, as a business, if you're listening today, how they could help you? You might be looking, like I could be looking for a jockey to ride our horses. It's as simple as that. Now, they might not be in a university, but I know I could meet them when I'm over there quite easily. And so it's all about opening up doors for these young people and saying, gee, I'd like to sponsor this group, and then I'd like to meet some of these students to see if there was someone that might fit my business or might fit my my entrance ambassadorship, etc., or would like to even speak about what we're doing. So if you're interested in that, please come into my website here, bbsradio.com, and leave a message. Michelle's mentioned studenteconomicforum.org also. We've got all of us here today, and you can follow us all, Denise Michelle, Michelle Dewsbury, myself, Tracy Tully, on Facebook, all our personal pages, as well as Unsilenced Voices for Michelle, Bridge the Love for Denise, and Motivating Resilient Women for myself. And come and join us and help us. So we'd love to share that with you, our wisdom and our knowledge, but our ability to leverage others and bring you along. It's free marketing for you as well. So there's all sorts of ways that you can sponsor us, and we'll be sharing more about that in further sessions that we're going to speak on here on Tracy Tully Talks. So watching the clock countdown, thank you so much, listeners, for listening to us today. We will be back to share more, to tell you about it. If you're keen, let us know, join us, and have a wonderful time. It is Valentine's Day, and look what I've been doing. I have opened the box of chocolates. And so happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Ladies, chocolate to you too. Farewell and thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another 60 minutes of inspiring talking points on Tracy Tully Talks, brought to you by bbsradio.com. Tune in every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, and 5 p.m. PT time in America. Leave me a message on my website at www.bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks. If you're interested in lifting the profile, presence, and profit of your business, sponsorship opportunities are available. Until next Thursday, it's goodbye from me.